One of the big signs of late is the full announcement of Red Butte Gardens Summer Concert Series, which this year starts earlier than ever, you know, about 3 weeks into May and extends into the middle of September. And 28 shows, the biggest lineup they've ever had. And they'll actually be on sale for members on the 29th of April and for the public on the 6th of May. So by the time we come back around after a little KUER fundraising drive, those tickets will be out there. And I'll bet you some of these shows will be sold out already.
I'm sure. Sold out perhaps before even the general public.
Some of them, I'm sure. There are some acts that have never been here before that I have no doubt will be among the most popular. Tony Bennett coming town. Steely Dan, who rarely tours in general, coming to Utah. So that'll be exciting. Got a lot of good stuff in there.
This is David Byrne.
Yeah, David Byrne is coming back through. He played at Red Butte a couple years ago on a solo tour. This time he's coming with St. Vincent, a woman who he made this great record with. So that's one of the shows I'm particularly excited about. A couple of the other ones, that at the end of the season, there's a three-night stand where I'll be there every night. I might as well camp, involving the Black Crows playing Red Butte for the first time, Nico Case, another person who's been there before, one of my favorites, and Earth, Wind, and Fire playing the finale, a band that still sounds great. Philip Bailey's voice, still amazing.
Multi-generational.
That's right. And really, the whole lineup is like that. When you look at it, you have young artists like Grace Potter and the Nocturnals coming back. You have some older acts like Tony Bennett, like I mentioned, Jackson Browne coming through town. We have a lot of great country music this year. Dwight Yoakam's on the slate, Merle Haggard, Old Crow Medicine Show, a young hot act. So, amazing lineup, really.
And plays going on, too.
The exit interview over at Salt Lake Acting Company, I can't recommend that highly enough. A really interesting, funny kind of skewed vision of a play, really worthwhile. That's playing through May 5th. And Record Store Day is this Saturday. Get out to your local record store. There'll be live music and special releases all over town.